WSAG 266 radio check.
WIZP 544, Bob in Sheboygan County. Sir, I have you loud and clear. Over.
Bob, this is WSAG 266, Doug and Carol. Hey, I appreciate the comeback. Using a new antenna tonight. It's basically a sky loop, and the wire is 144 foot long, and that's in a pretty much a square configuration, but it actually tunes up on GMRS frequencies.
Better keep doing what you're doing. I'm currently not in the shack. I'm in the living room on an HT here. Crystal clear modulation on that thing, and of course, signal couldn't be any better. So, yeah, keep doing what you're doing. Enjoy the rest of your day. WRZP 544, clear and monitoring on your final, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Bob, for the report. And yeah, this thing tuned up at 1.2 to 1 on the SWR meter, but I'm just checking it, and I do not spend enough time on this network, so I don't get on here much anymore, but hey, again, thanks, and it is always good to hear you out there, and I do hear you, so keep up the good work up there in Sheboygan. This is WSAG 266, and I'll be clear.
This is WFEL 664. Just another signal report for you. You are absolutely loud and clear in Grosseville, Michigan. You probably have the strongest signal I've picked up on this repeater. You're clear. A little bit of static in the background, but that could be my radio. I'm on a cheap 5-watt HD.
Thanks for that report. Yeah, I'm on a mobile station at home. I've got that set at 5 watts, and the antenna is actually doing all the heavy lifting. And I really wanted to try it on long-range GMRS channel, if anybody's up for that. I don't know. I wouldn't. I'd be able to hear them, but I don't know if they would hear me. I don't know. Just experiment with this new antenna. Well, new for GMRS.
Yes, no, I mean, I don't blame you. It sounds like you got it tuned well because you are crystal clear and very strong.
Yeah, copy that. I'm actually using it. This is actually built it for ham radio, and I run QRP on this thing at 1 watt, and they're hearing me all over on this antenna on ham band. So that's the first chance I got to try this thing, and I'm pretty excited about it. It works. I'm pretty happy about that. Hey, appreciate the radio report.
No problem, and yeah, that's what this hobby is about, playing around and trying new things. I'm a recently licensed technician myself, actually in the past month, so I've been doing GMRS for a while, and I was in radio back in my younger years for fire departments and stuff, but yeah, I wanted to get into ham, so I got my technician license, and still playing with GMRS too, but enjoy both.
Let me congratulate you. Job well done. Yeah, it's always good to get hams out there. And yeah, I got my start with GMRS, and one thing led to another, and it was just natural. So basically what I'm saying is GMRS is a gateway to ham radio, and a lot of the lessons learned with GMRS apply directly to ham radio. Back to you.
You know, I completely agree with you on that. That's the reason I started GMRS. It's like, you know, let me get a taste of radio again, see if I'm interested. And it did not take long. Within a few weeks, I was like, okay, I need to start studying for my technician license. So You're absolutely correct. It's a great gateway. And, okay, some people decide they don't want to go to prison with GMIS, and that's perfectly fine as well. So, of course, prison. Back to you.
It's pretty amazing. I mean, that's, you know, especially when you get your tech license, you know, it's not, in my, I've noticed that when I got into it, it was all repeaters, and, you know, that's where you want to be as a tech, and well, on GMRS and a tech.
Yeah, no doubt repeaters make it, you know, a million times better, right? Yeah, without repeaters, I think, yeah, technician licenses and stuff, it probably would get a lot of traction. Yeah, I've started studying for my general now. I hope to take that within the next few months. Also in the process of getting ready to move, so it may have to go on the back burner for a short period of time, but I'm definitely going to pursue it because the HF frequency, HF bands are definitely interesting. Doing GDX, getting the long distance out, I'm definitely interested in that.
Definitely up opens up a whole bunch of new ways to get on the radio, and yeah, believe it or not, I still like 10 meters. That's a lot. That's still a lot of fun. I enjoy the heck out of that, especially when I can talk to Timbuktu. That's just that's a hoot for me. And yeah, I just say I used to get on my mobile for GMRS, but my antenna that I had on there went sideways, so I'm not having replaced it, so I need to get back on there, I guess, or get a new antenna.
Yeah, 10 meter right now is hot with everything I'm reading and hearing. Of course, that propagation period, right? I think this year and next year is supposed to be really good, and then after that, you get that, what is it, 7-year cycle, if I understand it correctly, that we'll have kind of a dead period, so yeah, I need to go ahead and get my general license. I know I can get on 10 meter with a technician as well. I think I'd enjoy the expanded range with the general license as well. I need to go ahead and get my HF radio, whatever you do, without a doubt. That would encourage me.
I think we're on the same page there. I went out and bought a bunch of radios and then said, well, what am I going to do with it? Now I got to get licensed, and that's it took a life of itself.